हरे कृष्णा। द किंगडम ऑफ गॉड इज़ मोर देन अ किंगडम। द किंगडम ऑफ गॉड इज़ अ फ्रेज दैट इज़ यूज फ्रिक्वेंटली इन रिलीजियस सर्कल्स। इट रेफर्स टू द प्लेस वेयर गॉड लिव्स, टू द प्लेस दैट इज़ द मोस्ट डिजायर्ड डेस्टिनेशन ऑफ एग्जिस्टेंस, टू द प्लेस दैट द डिवोटेड विल अटेन आफ्टर दे लिव अ डिवोटेड लाइव्स। They will go to that place after their death. Now, such a place does indeed exist, but the kingdom of God is not limited to such a place. The kingdom of God, after all, is everywhere, because God's jurisdiction extends everywhere. God is the supreme controller everywhere. Yes, there is this material world where we live. This material world is a place of where the illusory energy influence is prominent, and because of that energy's influence we find that the illusory energy deludes people. But the Bhagavad Gita explained that this illusory energy also is in Krishna's control. Krishna says that Daiviyesha gunamai mama maya durateya. So he says, mama maya durateya. This maya is my energy, he says. So it's not that the illusory energy is something distinct, independent of Krishna. No, it is subordinate to Krishna, serving his purpose by testing those souls who want to live independent of him. Now, so in that sense, because the So, Krishna, we could say God Krishna is like the emperor, and illusory energy is like a subordinate ruler under that emperor. And so, Krishna's jurisdiction extends even in this world. Now, moving further, if we consider that Krishna is the king everywhere, then the kingdom of God extends everywhere. But then we may say that we don't feel any presence of God here. We don't feel many places in the material world to be godly. Why is that? That's because the kingdom of God is not just where God is the master, but where God is acknowledged as the master. And that acknowledgement comes in the form of people living devoted to God. And God is not like a autocratic or tyrannical master, but he is our loving Lord. So God's supremacy is to be acknowledged with love, and that loving acknowledgement of God and loving devotion to God enables us to experience God. So the kingdom of God then is also a state of consciousness. So we are presently at one level, in one sense in the kingdom of God, because even in the material world, we are in his jurisdiction. But in another level, we are not in the kingdom of God if we have not accepted his supremacy, and we are not acknowledging the supremacy, and we are not living in a mode of service to him. If we live in a mode of service to him, then we realize that we are in the kingdom of God even now. The Bhagavad Gita talks about how when we devote ourselves to Krishna, Tesha Maham Samudharta Mrityu Samsar Sagarat Bhavami Na Chirat Partha Maya Veshit Chetasam. In 12.7 he says, Tesha Maham Samudharta. Those people I will deliver from material existence, Krishna says, who devote themselves to me. And them he will take to his abode. So this verse is usually accompanied with the imagery of Krishna, Vishnu coming on Garuda and lifting the soul out of material existence and taking the soul back to him. So Krishna will deliver us. So this is used in the kingdom of God. In this verse refers to the kingdom where Krishna personally resides and where he will take us if we remain devoted to him. But this is 12.7 in the Bhagavad Gita, and 12.8 immediately Krishna says that Mayeva mana dhatsva mai buddhim niveshaya nivasishyasi mayeva ata urdhvam na samshayaha. So he says that mayeva mana dhatsva, that if we fix our mind on him, mai buddhim niveshaya, if our intelligence also fixed in him, nivasishyasi mayeva, that then we will reside in him. Ata urdvam na samshaya, right now, there's no doubt about this. So Krishna says that we will reside in him if we are devoted to him. And this is using the kingdom of God in the sense of consciousness. So if we are, if our mind and intelligence are devoted to Krishna, then we are living in the kingdom of God right now in our consciousness, and we will attain the kingdom of God as a place at the end of our lives. Thus the kingdom of God is not something which we have to wait for in future. The kingdom of God is right here for us to realize with our purified and devoted consciousness. Thank you. Hare Krishna.